You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
So, my name is Nalden. I'm currently in Amsterdam. I started as a blogger and I became a so-called entrepreneur. And I blog at Nalden.net and I own another company called WeTransfer.
Wicked. Well, thank you for giving up your time to speak to us today, Nalden. I'm going to ask straight away, so tell us a little bit about Nalden.net, because that's really what you're known for. What do you do on there?
Yeah, Nalden.net is basically my creative outlet to share my interests. And it kind of started as a thing for me and my friends. And it basically grew a little bit. It kind of got out of hand. And it became a platform of inspirational thoughts, but also like, you know, humoristic stuff. And in the end, I was talking about lifestyle and specifically for digital natives. So it's all about sharing, providing a platform for great initiatives, great products, great ideas, great people, great music, fashion, tech, like everything that fascinates me and that became noticed.
And tell us a little bit, you say it's gone a little bit out of hand. Now, that's an understatement. Tell us a little bit about kind of...
It started when I was 16, so it was 9 years ago. And I was doing the website myself. I was, you know, coding in HTML. Back then, I was uploading HTML files every day. So I just called it blogging. And later on, I evolved to programming in PHP. So... I used publishing software as Speed Machine and later on WordPress. So I was always doing the blog totally myself. Back then it was still in Dutch and it got a sort of a fan base because I was blogging about music a lot, sharing music as a free download that I host myself. Got in trouble with that as well, with labels, but I succeeded to, you know, work together with labels already in 2005, instead of getting sued. So that was interesting. And that really triggered me to do that more and see, trying to create valuable partnerships with brands that I like. So in the beginning, it was all about music and still in Dutch. And when I switched to English with my new website, it hit the fan, like my visitors quadrupled. And, became noticed internationally.
Now, the brands and the organizations you currently work for or kind of get involved with you guys, you know, I see a lot online, but I've heard you talk before, so I know a little bit about your history. But tell us what you think brands and organizations can learn from bloggers such as yourself then.
Well, there are lots of things. Bloggers are like most of the time influential and have a strong opinion and just share what they think. It's not like... Most of the time, it's not a journalistic piece, but more of a honest opinion from a person. So it's all about, you know, I used to say that it's consumers formerly known as people or people formerly known as consumers, you know, and I think people or bloggers are people, and that honest approach attracts brands because they want to hear what people say about the brand. So it's interesting if brands want to work together or at least listen to bloggers and reach out to them.
And tell us and give us an example, if you would, of a brand that has approached you in the past or recently and what you have done with them or for them.
Well, the example I gave earlier, like that I blogged a lot about music and was giving tracks, free MP3s away, which got noticed by Universal Records or Universal Music, which is like the biggest label. So they were scared at first, and then I convinced them of, okay, I know this is illegal, but if you look at it this way, it's a good promotion for the CD because I never gave away full CDs, and if we do the timing right, then it's also promoting the artist when he's performing live at a concert here in Amsterdam or here in Europe. So we started working together and they realized that bloggers became more and more a tool for them as well, if they structure things, to promote their CDs even better via social media. So instead of suing me, they went to advertise on my website. So that was pretty hilarious. And I have other brands like Philips or Nike that did the same.
So the question then comes around about being compromised, because you're now taking money from brands that maybe you would have talked about in the past or maybe not. So how do you ensure that you are authentic and not just blogging for a brand?
I'm being me. I'm just doing me on my blog. I write. My English is not even that good on my blog. It's hilarious. I just write how I talk, and brands have no influence on the subject I talk about or what I share. I tend to only share positive things on my blog because I don't want to waste my time on negative stuff. That way I experience positive things coming back to me, it's a karma thing, I guess. And brands only can be visible in my world via the wallpapers because, Northern.net is inspired on a desktop ID. So it's basically like a visual desktop environment as a blog, which is pretty unique. And, I just thought I hate banners, but I want to evolve in some business models. So why not use the whole wallpaper background as advertisement space, and where I challenge brands to create a creative wallpaper to create engagement amongst my readers. And that worked out pretty well.
Well, you also, I can bring in something that I watched recently this morning, actually, which is one of your interviews, video interviews, with a really well-known graph artist over there. And is the story right that he also did some desktop wallpapers for you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Go on.
He recently published a book, and to promote that, I just helped him with blogging and showing wallpapers of his book and of his crafts, and we did a video just because I love it. So I try to find a good balance with having commercial stuff on my website as a wallpaper mixed with creative stuff. So the whole contextual value is very interesting because they all maximize each other.
Yeah, the balance is, I think you got it right. But tell us a little bit maybe of a brand or an organization that approached you that wanted something that you could never provide, or maybe a brand that you wouldn't work with.
Are there many brands I don't like, even more? like a brand that, like Puma, for instance, they offered me lots of money. They even doubled their marketing budget to advertise on my website. But I never wear Puma, so it doesn't feel right for me to advertise for Puma. And I don't like the brand, Puma was the brother of Adi Dassler from Adidas, and it started with a fight, so it's not much cool heritage around the brand, and I don't like the product, so then it stops for me, and it's okay, But in the end, I was, saying no so much that I was missing out on a lot of money as well. So that's why I try to scale my business model to a platform which is for everybody, because Nolan.net is for like-minded people. It's basically like a museum / dictature / platform of which I control. And so I started this other online service called WeTransfer, which is a very easy file transfer service, like you send it, but better and more sexy. And that's why I also included this whole wallpaper advertising model, which is now called billboard bannering, because the whole wallpaper is a banner now, which is clickable, and that's for everybody, so also everybody can advertise there.
So give us very briefly, because we're kind of up to the finish now, give us a quick rundown of what you think brands and organizations, how brands and organizations can use bloggers in a really proactive or pro-social way. What are the good things that they can do?
First of all, they should really do well research on which bloggers they want to associate with and vice versa, because you can't have all bloggers representing your brand, in my opinion. And then talk about co-creation, whether it's products, whether it's services, everything is possible, and bloggers can find their own stories in brands. So provide them and facilitate the facts and everything that's necessary to create a interesting story from a blogger's point of perspective.
And very briefly, what are your future plans?
I'm starting a web shop within Alden.net because I'm a fielder for a lot of products. So I'm creating this shop, this online boutique with very interesting products. So that will be online on August 1st. And I'm also starting an agency, which is basically an incubator / IDs company.
Wow, so you'll be busy for the next year or so then.
Myself busy, yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you for giving up your time, Nolan. Really appreciate it, and good luck with all this stuff.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.